From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, August the 19th through Sunday, August 21st. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky reported in the Register Star that a 56-year-old New Jersey woman died on Friday, August the 19th, after falling 100 feet off of a ravine near the Catterskill Creek. Greene County Coroner Richard Vigillo confirmed the accident occurred near Route 23 at the town line between Hunter and Catskill. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident was reported to Greene County 911 at approximately 5:30 p.m. on Friday. New York State Police, Hunter Ambulance, Greene County Paramedics, and the Tannersville's Rescue Squad responded to the scene. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that in addition to looking for a new superintendent, the Ichabod Crane Board of Education is now looking to fill a board vacancy. Board Vice President John Chandler submitted a letter of resignation last week, effective immediately. Chandler's term is scheduled to expire in June of 2017. District residents interested in being considered for the appointment are asked to submit a letter of interest to the district clerk by the close of business September the 1st. The board hopes to fill the vacancy in October. Board President Anthony Welcome said, and I quote, "Anybody can express an interest in the board," end quote. Following the word of the chancellor's resignation, the board appointed Cheryl Tresger vice president. At the same meeting, Ichabod Crane's senior Alex Hoffman was welcomed to the board as its new student member. The board is currently in the process of initiating a search for a new district superintendent. George Zini announced last month he will not return after his contract expires in June of 2017. The board will engage the services of Questar 3 BOCES to conduct the search. Rick Collin reported at Capital Confidential that attacks on utility workers, terminal cleaners, and process servers statewide now carry tougher penalties. On Friday, August 19th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed legislation that elevates assaults on utility workers, station and terminal cleaners, and process service from a misdemeanor to a D felony. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "These workers perform tasks that are vital to the operation of New York institutions and have increasingly become the targets of aggression and assaults," end quote. Laws were previously enacted to extend protection to employee classes similarly prone to attacks, including other MTA employees, emergency medical service providers, and emergency medical service technicians. Victoria Addison reported in the Register Star that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo recently announced a historic district in the hamlet of Ancrum as one of the 27 properties recommended for the New York State and National Register of Historic Places. Properties were recommended by the New York Board of Historic Preservation. The Ancrum Hamlet Historic District is located around the intersection of Routes 7 and 82 in the town of Ancrum and consists of 56 properties. Now that the historic district has been established, certain grants will become available for homeowners. The grants would support repair and interior of the home, such as repair to walls, floors, chimneys, doors, windows, roofs, mechanical systems, electrical wiring, and plumbing. Katie Kosajansky reported in the Daily Mail that the Columbia Greene College has been named one of the top 10 community colleges in New York State by the Utah-based school ranking site EdSmart.org. The Greenport College ranked third overall among more than 120 community colleges on retention, transfer, and graduation rates and net price to attend. College President Jim Champion said, and I quote, "We are pleased to see our standings as the third best community college in the state. The data supports other studies and demonstrates why Columbia Greene has earned a solid reputation as an institution of excellence," end quote. Gutman Community College, the newest of CUNY's community colleges, was ranked number one. The Daily Freeman reports that the Dutchess County Fair opens at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds on Tuesday, August 23rd. The state police have issued traffic reminders and advisories to fairgoers. Police said those traveling from the north and south should use U.S. Route 9 and State Route 9G to reach the fairgrounds. Those traveling from the east are advised to use State Route 308 to U.S. 9 North. Visitors arriving from the west should use 199 to 9G to 9 South. The heaviest traffic usually occurs between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., following the stage shows from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., police said. Officials predict the fair will draw about 75,000 people a day to Rhinebeck from Tuesday through Sunday. Finally, Scott Waldman reported at Politico New York that the city of Newburgh is seeking guidance from the State Department of Environmental Conservation on how to handle the rising water level in its contaminated public water source. Officials believe Lake Washington could soon overflow. The lake is located a few miles to the west of the city and is contaminated with elevated levels of PFOS. City officials alerted the DEC to the rising water levels 2 months ago, and the water has been steadily rising since. If it gets higher, the integrity of the dam could be threatened. The city's fire chief says the water must be lowered now. City manager Michael Cherubino wrote to the DEC, and I quote, "The dilemma we face is that we cannot allow the water to overtop the dam and possibly undermine the integrity of the dam itself and the city of Newburgh water treatment plant. On the other hand, we are reluctant to release water possibly contaminated with PFOS to the Monda Creek or Quassaic Creek and put downstream surface water and groundwater users at risk," end quote. Earlier this month, the DEC declared the Stewart Air National Guard Base in Orange County a state Superfund site. The DEC found the U.S. Department of Defense potentially responsible for the PFOS contamination as well. The State Department has been asked to conduct blood tests for Newburgh residents who drank the tainted water. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has requested that the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention assist with those tests. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 53. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 59. And on Wednesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 6:10 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:45 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight. That's about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 22nd day of August, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.